found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you right here on the Big Talker 1700. Jimmy B and TC, we roll all the way until 6 o'clock. Take you home. Have a safe drive, and we will entertain you and inform you as well. Great show lined up for you today. Tom Cakert, Hawkeye Report, will be our guest at 4:20. Ben Visser coming up at 4:40 from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. At 5:15, Zuba Mahenta, ESPN. And then Wolfgang joins the show at around 5:30. Trent, did you have a good weekend, pal?
Yeah, not too bad, Jimmy B. Got a few Christmas things out of the way. Had some fun there. And raring to go. College football in the books. We get Army-Navy this week, but the bowl games are upon us. We know the destinations for Iowa State and Iowa, so here we go. Memphis, New York City. What sounds better to you, Jimmy B?
I'd take Memphis in a heartbeat, be honest with you. Anytime you can hang out on Beale Street at B.B. King's, I'm there. Look, New York is the biggest city in the nation, and it's crowded. I've been there many times, as you well know, and it's fun to go once. And if you haven't, then if you're a Hawk fan, you should. If this should be your time to go, you should go and have a good time. But I just, I would take Memphis just because of the party atmosphere that's available and how fans can easily get around. It's very difficult to get around if you do not know the town in New York City.
No surprise, Cyclone Jimmy going out and going with the Memphis side.
Just stop.
You know what? We're trying to get our way down to Memphis also. So trying to make that a go, trying to make our way down there and bring some coverage from down in Memphis. So we're working on that and hopefully have the details sorted out by Wednesday. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. The party is already jumping as Iowa State has already sold 9,000 tickets out of their allotment today. Jamie Power just had that tweet that comes out. It shouldn't surprise us, but it does. The way this Cyclone, those people support their program, support their team, buy the tickets. It's been a bowl drought. Haven't been to a bowl game in 5 years, though it is a repeat. You're still talking 5 years later, and you're right. Memphis is a lot of fun. Different kind of place. It's doesn't have the touristy kind of things that maybe Orlando, which I know a lot of Cyclone fans were hoping for. It's not going to be similar in that case, but a lot of fun. If you're looking to booze, you're looking to have a good time, it's a good place to do that.
I agree. And hey, look, at you, if you want to do the tourist thing, you can always go to Graceland and see Elvis Presley's house.
Got to do that.
That's always a big attraction. If you haven't been, you owe it to yourself if you're there to at least go see it, because there's nothing else like it. And it doesn't matter if you're 20 years old or 95, like me. And you can still relate to everything that he was all about. So there's that, plus the great party atmosphere. Look, when I was there back those 5 years ago, we did the shows live out of there across the street. And Joe Quinn and I were there for several days. I mean, it was party central. So if that's what you're looking for, trust me, it'll be a very, very good time. The outcome of the game wasn't very good since they lost to Tulsa, but I'm sure that they're hoping for a better outcome this time. However, Trent, I find this being very interesting here. Iowa doesn't have to deal with that, although there'll be a lot of Boston College fans, I think, that will show up in New York. But this is a home game for Memphis. Memphis is going to play in their home stadium. This should be real interesting.
And you got to figure the Memphis kids can't be real pleased about that, right? I mean,
Yeah, you want to go somewhere, right?
Right. You want to be able to do something a little bit more entertaining than, well, just hang out at home. It's, got to be a little bit disappointing. You got to figure to those kids. But, hey, it's the reality. That's the way that things certainly jumped up here for them. And now you're going to be playing a home game in your home state. I mean, what do? They just probably go to a hotel for a couple of days, and that's about it. They'll go see the sights and go do all the bull pomp and circumstance that goes around it. But for the most part, Jim, you got to figure they're just going to be sitting there and doing their own thing and doing it from home. That's not good.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, I feel bad for Memphis that they didn't get an opportunity to travel someplace. But look, for Cyclone fans, I think a lot of them were really hoping Orlando or even Phoenix in the Cactus Bowl, but it's not. And they've been to Memphis before. A lot of them have. So, look, when they take friends that haven't been there, they can be the tour guide and show everybody the sights and sounds of Memphis.
See, you're spinning in a positive light. Look at you, Jimmy B, always bringing the positivity. What about the Hawkeye fans, Jimmy B? So it's at the Pinstripe Bowl, Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Give us I have never been to New York before. It's not something that interests me a great deal. I'm sure I'll get there at some point in my life, but just not at the top of my bucket list. So for the Hawkeye fans that are thinking about making their way out, are already going, have already made the decision, give us a couple of things that you need to hit up as you're out in NYC.
Definitely need to go to the Statue of Liberty. That is a must. You can take the ferry out there and do that. Also, just being down in Times Square is really a lot of fun. And there's so many interesting places to go. The difference, obviously, with New York is that it is difficult to get around. You can't go someplace in 15 or 20 minutes. It's going to take you an hour to 2 hours to get someplace. And if you don't know the train system with the subways, you better have somebody with you. Otherwise, you could end up on Long Island and be 3 hours away from where you were supposed to go. Yankee Stadium is going to be fun. It's not the old one we all know. It is the new one, but it's very nice. It sets up for the football game very nice as well. The difference will probably be weather, where New York could be cold and dreary. Memphis, even though 5 years ago it did rain on that game, it wasn't like freezing cold. So you get, if you're headed south, at least maybe you catch at least a little bit of break with the weather, Trent.
All right, that makes sense. Well, good stuff and a good report there from Jimmy B, helping the people out along the way. So here we are, two bowl destinations, two, I understand, I've heard it from both sides, just kind of meh, you know, just not a ton of excitement initially about it. I get that. I can understand it, certainly. You know, you're hoping, you know, there was the talk of Iowa State playing Notre Dame and getting to do it in a Florida bowl game. I mean, those are huge, huge deals. Instead, you're playing Memphis from the American Conference. Instead, you're playing in somebody else's building. Instead, you're playing inside a place that you were the last time you went to a bowl game. So I understand some of the frustrations right now. Still, looking back at both of these seasons, though in different fashions that they got there, two successful years, I think, for Iowa and Iowa State.
Well, I think it's very successful for Iowa State. I think Iowa let a couple games get away from, particularly the loss to Purdue at home. And I think probably if they would have won eight instead of seven, probably would have given them a better bowl opportunity in a different locality. But if you just want to say, hey, both teams, 7-5, okay, all right. For Iowa State fans, it's like a revelation. For Hawkeye fans, I think some of them are going, geez, what happened to the two seasons ago when we went 12-0 and then we did this and we did that? I'm not saying that it's a disaster, Trent. I'm just saying that for, I think, what Iowa fans thought about the beginning of the season, where they were picked to be 8-4, some even had them 9-3.
Not many. There's a lot more six and sixes out there, Jim.
Yeah. Well, you and I were 6-6. That's where we were with them. So they end up 7-5. And so from our standpoint in the media, that's about where you and I had tagged them. From maybe an overall fan base, I think they were hoping maybe 8-4 and it might have got them a different bowl. That's the only difference.
I think the disappointment also lies in the fact that they look so good at times and then the other times.
Yes.
And we've talked about that. How's the team beat, which became a national talking point. You beat Ohio State in the fashion they did, 55-24, and you followed up with a putrid performance against Wisconsin. You have 66 yards, a total offense. You lose to Purdue, and then you come back and you play maybe a best half of football that they did against Nebraska in the second half. It was the inconsistencies. There's youth of this team. The future does look good, and I think we're setting up here for a fun couple-of-year run now out of both sides, Jimmy B. You look at the future of both these programs. Of course, the excitement that has been built by Matt Campbell, a young coach, the way that he's recruited, the guys that he's bringing in, and really kind of changing the perception of Iowa State. And then Iowa, mm-hmm. with the youth that they played with this year, Amir Smith-Marset. There were inconsistent times, certainly. There were frustrating times. But the other side is, this is a young guy, a playmaker that they don't get guys like that very often at the wide receiver position. You know the offensive line. Though they took their lumps this year, you're bringing back both tackles. Both will be sophomores that next year. You know, the interior got some experience there. And, of course, the quarterback play. And defensively, they look stout. So the future of both sides here, I don't know if we're going to see any of these, both Iowa and Iowa State, if we'll see them in a ton of top 25s, but at the very least, and especially if both teams win their bowl games, I think you'll see their names crop up from time to time in some of those preseason top 25s, the after bowl game top 25s. I think you have a chance to see both Iowa and Iowa State there leading into next season.
I think that's fair. I really think that's fair because both of them spent at least a little time in the top 25. Look, what's Iowa's hideous run right now? Are they 0-5? Is that it on the last bowl games?
Yeah, they've lost their last five, correct.
Last five in a row, and haven't looked good doing it.
No.
Trent, this is an opportunity in Boston College, and look, I know because I looked up Boston College, did some research on them. They started the opening of the year just terrible, but they finished strong, and from that standpoint, you know, they got a win over Florida State, but Florida State wasn't Florida State that everybody is used to.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a genuine opportunity here, and I think that I had just seen that that is Iowa the favorite in that game? Have you seen the early line? I thought Iowa might be the favorite over Boston College.
Wouldn't surprise me. I figured I would probably be 2.5, 3-point favorite, something like that.
Yep.
In fact, I haven't, outside of the two college football playoff games, I hadn't taken a look at the Vegas odds, and I got a sickness, Jimmy B. You got to figure I'd be on top of this. I mean, what am I doing here?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let me pull it up here quickly. Memphis favored by 3 against Iowa State.
Yeah, I could see that.
And Iowa, yeah, they're a 2.5, 3-point favorite pretty much across the board against BC.
Okay. Yeah, I could see Memphis. Even though they had that wild game, remember, look at all the points they put mm-hmm. up against Central Florida. It went into a couple of overtimes. So this Memphis team can score, but they can't stop anybody either. So from that standpoint, this can probably be a highly entertaining game. Out of Boston College, when I was doing some research on them, in the last four or five games that they played, Trent, they were putting points on the board. And their defense then was having success as well.
Yeah, it's a team that got a lot better. I know they've had a lot of injuries this season.
Yep.
I think I heard towards the end of the year they had as many as 10 of their initial starters that were out by the end of the year. So they've been dealing with injuries all throughout the year. You got to figure they're going to be getting a lot healthier. But, boy, is that a boring game. I mean, you think of Boston College football, you think of some boring, ugly games that they played under Adazio, and of course, we know Iowa. I mean, has this got another 17-13 game written all over it, played in the snow in New York City?
Good. I mean, it has that feel to it. It really does, and people will be that don't go to the game. They're going to be watching on television probably going, oh, my God, this is like watching paint dry, and it could be. I mean, it could be like that, Trent.
Well, we'll get into the bowl talk a little bit more coming up on the other side. Tom Kaker from HawkeyeReport.com, he will join us. We'll talk with Tom about the bowl destination in Iowa with a big basketball game. They got to start getting wins, Jim. After the loss to Penn State over the weekend, they have to find a way to get victories, and it starts tonight on the road at Indiana.
They are a +6 going into this game. And look, Indiana lost to Indiana State. And then won a couple of games against nobodies, and then had that really, really good game, highly entertaining game against Duke, and played them tough for most of the game. So if Iowa doesn't get off the schneid here a little bit and get their act together, they got Iowa State next, mm-hmm. and then finally they catch a breather and Southern University. maybe Southern University game can't get here fast enough, Trent. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, they could be 0-for here in their next two games.
Yeah, it's a scary time, already 4-4 on the year, and it feels like it's slipping away. Let's get out to the phone lines real quick. You can join us here at 264-1700. We got James on the line with us. What's up, James?
Hey, do you think that shows why Wisconsin is not elite, and it's after losing three of its last four Big Ten championship games, and they've found different ways to lose it, and why the Big Ten East, as the national media says, maybe their narrative is right that they're better than the Big Ten West? I mean, Ohio State absolutely dominated them on the line of scrimmage. What are your thoughts?
I struggle with the narrative because, Jim, until Saturday, the SEC yeah. East had not won a conference title since 2008. So it's a narrative in the Big Ten only. It's a narrative that I frankly don't think fits. They were a couple plays away from beating Ohio State. Was Ohio State outplayed?
Yeah.
Go back 2 years ago. Iowa had Michigan State right there. I still feel that Iowa team was a little bit better than Michigan State. We know the scoreboard didn't show that. I don't think the gap is as wide as people want to see. We saw that play out during the regular season this year. Iowa, Ohio State, perfect example. Where do they each reside? Well, the East and West respectively, yet Iowa dominated. It's an easy narrative, but I think sometimes too easy just to say, well, the Big Ten West is garbage. It's not garbage. The top-level teams are pretty dang good. And it's not the gap that people want to see. There's a huge gap in the SEC. That isn't a narrative, but it's a narrative for some reason in the Big Ten. I just don't get it.
I'm with you. And it is that narrative, and you can equate it to the SEC as well. If Hornibrook's not the quarterback for Wisconsin, if they have a guy who can throw, Wisconsin wins that game.
I told you, they
win that game.
David Montgomery, who was a Wildcat quarterback in high school, he's a better quarterback than Alex Hornibrook. He's terrible. He's just so bad.
Imagine a competent
quarterback with that Wisconsin team. I think we'd be singing different tunes. But with that, Jim, we got to take a break. We'll come back here on the other side. We'll talk some more Hawkeyes. It's Tom Caker from HawkeyeReport.com. He'll stop by. We'll talk Cyclones at 4:40. Ben Visser from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He'll stop by. Zuba Mahente to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Wolfgang also here. Busy show. We're with you until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here. 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. Domino's loves you so much that they're giving you 50% off the menu price on all pizzas when you order on Domino's.com. Online only and valid November 27th through December 7th. Availability and charges may vary.
Gentlemen, start your ovens. If you're a chef, a foodie, or a guy who likes to cook, we've got the perfect event for you. Guys Night Out, December 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Bolton and Hay. Come enjoy savory snacks and beer tastings while you check out the latest and greatest cooking supplies and accessories. Find the perfect kitchen equipment and utensils. Bolton and Hay, 2701 Delaware, Des Moines. And online at boltonhay.com. That's boltonhay.com. Don't miss Guys Night Out, December 5th from 4 to 7 p.m. We can really make you cook.
If your basement leaks or floods, or if you have mold, mildew, or a musty smell, call Midwest Basement Systems today to request a free basement waterproofing estimate. As Iowa's premier basement waterproofing and foundation repair contractor, Midwest Basement Systems will send one of their certified basement waterproofing specialists to visit your home and conduct a thorough inspection of your basement's foundation.
289-1606.
Midwest Basement Systems got the fix. Call 289-1606.
This is Trent Condon from 1700 KBGG. If you text and drive, you're just as dangerous as someone who is drunk at twice the legal limit. Make zero fatalities your goal and focus on the road.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Always a good time when we're talking about the Hawks, and Tom Caker joins us. HawkeyeReport.com, always a great read. Tom, how are you, pal? Good afternoon.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. The question is, are you packing your lunch and getting ready to head to New York City? What is the overall feeling that you get about the Pinstripe Bowl trip?
I am going. Going to fly out Christmas night to head to NYC. I think fans are obviously a little disappointed. I think everybody was kind of built up to the idea that the Music City thing was going to happen. And once Ohio State did not get into the Final Four, I think that everybody should have realized that that dream was dying on the vine right there, because if Alabama's in and Ohio State's not, Wisconsin was going to be the highest rated non-champion, and they were going to go to the Orange Bowl, and the Big Ten was going to lose one of those, the Citrus Bowl, and it was just going to move everybody down a peg.
Yeah, the fan base seems a little tepid here about this one. It's a cold weather destination. It's expensive on top of it. The timing is very difficult with the game being played here on the 27th. What's the expectation? 5,000? 8,000? I mean, give us a ballpark of what you're expecting here. I'd have to say the least attended bowl game here, at least in recent history, was that disaster against Tennessee down in Jacksonville a couple years back. Expecting the same kind of numbers on the low end?
I would think so, especially with it being on the 27th. It's just, you know, just so hard. A lot of the people that I've talked to that are going to fly out on the 26th and get there and then just come right back. So it's not like people are going to go spend a week like they would do in Tampa or Miami or even Jacksonville or even Phoenix when they were down for the Inside Bowl. It's just not going to happen. So, Gary Barta spouted out about 20,000 Iowa alums in the greater New York City area, or some sort of you know, however he configured it within a couple hours drive. So I think they're counting on some of those folks being there. But the fact is, maybe some of those folks are back in Iowa for the holidays. So, you know, seeing family. So it's just, I don't anticipate a large contingent of Iowa fans. I laughed when Stuart Mandel from The Athletic tweeted out yesterday that Iowa fans were going to invade New York City. I was like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No, that's not going to happen. Have you done any research yet on Boston College?
A little bit. You know, a couple of things jumped out at me. They've got a freshman running back named A.J. Dillon who's run for over 1,400 yards, and he's a beast. You could Google him and see some of the runs he had. There's a run against Louisville this year where he basically just shrugged a guy and threw him to the ground and ran for a touchdown. So, I mean, he's a pretty well-put-together kid. He was Iowa had offered him. He originally committed to Michigan in the recruiting process and then decided to back out of that commitment to the Wolverines and ended up at Boston College. And their quarterback, Brown, is hurt. So a guy named Wade is going to be their quarterback, and he's more veteran but not as dynamic, a dual-threat guy, maybe a little bit better passer. And their defense has been pretty good, but they've given up a lot of yards on the ground. So, you know, I think it's kind of mirror image teams, to be honest, in terms of what both clubs like to do. Boston College is going to like to run the ball, and Iowa is going to like to run the ball. So that's kind of what I expect to see.
So, Tom, I got a couple of recruiting. Jimmy B, I'm going to grab a couple questions here. Recruiting front, let's start with a kid from here in Central Iowa, John Wagoner, four-star prospect at Rivals. Some interesting rumblings out there about what possibly is happening with him in his recruitment. What's the latest from the defensive end from Dowling Catholic?
Yeah, last week, you know, as Blair Sanderson was reporting for us, that there was kind of a thought last week, early in the week, that maybe Iowa was going to be full at defensive end, and they'd canceled a visit for another defensive end out of Ohio. They didn't want to schedule Wagoner for his official visit, and most of the guys are coming in this weekend for their officials. I think things are back on track. I think maybe we'll see if we'll have some news here pretty soon on that front.
Okay.
So keep your eyes peeled.
Are you breaking news on our show, Tom?
FYI for everybody out there. But I think things have trended in a much better direction here in the last couple days.
Okay, so interesting there. And I think a little hint from Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com. Hawkeye Report, place to go for all the recruiting information. All right, a couple more on the recruiting front I want to throw out to you here. As Iowa, we have the early signing period that's happening right now. You know, a couple other names. It was 18 was the initial number. Well, now it appears it's going to be closer to 20 as it seemingly is each and every year. A couple other names that you're keeping a close tab on here, maybe commitments before we get to that December signing date?
Yeah, there's a few names. Obviously, Wagner's the big name. Will Hannes, a junior college linebacker out of Kansas, I think is a name to watch. He's coming in this weekend. Dallas Kraditz, who's a athlete. I was recruiting him more as a defensive back out of the St. Louis area, and he's coming in this weekend. Those are two. And maybe the most interesting name that popped up last night with an offer, Drake Stoops.
Yeah.
And if that name sounds familiar, it is familiar because it's Bob's son. Bob has twin boys, and Drake is probably the better of the two at football. And he's got, you know, Memphis and some other schools that have offered. But obviously, and Bob's been on the record in the past as saying, one coach that I'd let my kids play for, and that's Kirk Ferentz. And you can just see how that, I mean, Iowa wouldn't have offered unless this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Another kid that's coming in this weekend, Calvin Lockett, a wide receiver out of Largo, Florida. He plays for Marcus Pascal down at the high school there,
nice.
And he's supposed to be coming in. And he threw out a bunch of offers to quarterbacks, at least three quarterbacks last week. And I don't know if they've gotten a solid feel on any of those, but I think quarterback's going to be end up being a need for them in this class. So they've got to try and see if they can lure somebody in.
All right, one more on recruiting. I'll let Jimmy B. jump in here with a little basketball before we wrap up. Tom Kakert of Hawkeye Report. Kid from here in Central Iowa, also Ankeny Centennial, Riley Moss. He accepts a gray shirt. Again, we talk about it every year, but explain again what the gray shirt is. And Riley Moss, a kid that I saw play a lot of high school football, real nice player. I thought it'd be maybe more of the preferred walk-on route, but he gets the gray shirt opportunity and a real nice-looking prospect.
Yeah, he was headed to North Dakota State and decided to flip to Iowa after they gave him the gray shirt opportunity, which means he wouldn't enroll in August in terms of the football program. He'll join the program in January of next year, so a little over a year from now he would join the program, and that's kind of how the gray shirt thing works. There's always a chance he ends up, you know, we've seen several guys over the years, Matt Vandenberg, Julian Vandenberg, come to mind, who are going to gray shirt, but then ended up actually being in camp in August and playing fairly early in their careers. So could work out for him. But, yeah, nice player, nice safety out of Ankeny Centennial. And, you know, Iowa keeping those in-state kids. It's kind of like the Noah Clayburgh thing from, 2 years ago.
All right, Tom, let's go to this sorry hoop team. What in the wide, wide world of sport is going on here? I think Hawk fans had a feeling that this team was going to be much better than what they have shown so far. They're on the road at Indiana tonight, and then after that they have a date with Iowa State. They already lost at home to Penn State, Tom. Penn State hadn't beaten Iowa at Iowa since 2001. All right, doctor, do you have a remedy?
I don't think that remedy includes going on the road to play at Indiana and at Iowa State this week.
Yeah.
That's not a quick remedy, but they're struggling. They just are. I don't know what it is. Something's off about this team right now. Saturday was a case of they just couldn't get over the hump. They, you know, every time it felt like they were right there and, you know, they make a bucket, tie the game, or take the lead, that you felt like they would just take off and win the game. But they just, you know, there was one possession where I think they got their hands on, it was a defensive possession, they got their hands on the ball five times during that possession for Penn State. Could never control the ball. Penn State gets back, swings it around, and I think it was Tony Carr hit a three. It's just the story of that game for them, that they just could not have any success getting past Penn State and getting over the hump. So right now they're just, it just doesn't look like everything is obviously not clicking for them. You hope that they start knocking down some more shots, play a little bit better defense. I mean, you know, Penn State had 12 threes, and I asked Pat Chambers, are you guys really that good of a shooting team? And he goes, no, we've been averaging about six a game. So it's just kind of the story of Iowa basketball over the years, as Trent will tell you.
Yeah.
The teams always just seem to shoot better from three against Iowa than they do against everybody else.
UC Riverside, a D2 school, hitting 20-some threes against the Hawkeyes. I remember it well, and it's, well, continued for the last 30 years. Here we are. Tom, can this team get turned around and put themselves in a position come late February to at the very least get back on the bubble, or with the hole that they've dug themselves, is that maybe a hill too tall to climb?
Well, remember last year at this time they were 3-5. So,
okay.
You know, there is that. Now, having said that, they turned it around right about this time too, and they, you know, the Iowa State win was a huge win last year at that time, and they won 8 of 10 during that stretch and kind of got things righted. But they've got to do it now. If they're sitting, you know, around the 500 mark at the end of December and starting league play, boy, they're going to have to tear up the Big Ten. And I don't think anybody sees that happening. So,
no.
But you never know with the Big Ten, because the Big Ten is not very good this year, other than
yeah.
a team that wears green and white in East Lansing, Michigan. I don't think anybody else is what you would call a world beater right now.
I don't know if world beater, but I think you'd have to include Minnesota and Purdue, teams that are really good. They're not
yeah.
Michigan State good, but those two teams are pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, I would say they're probably top 30 teams right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
but, you know, Purdue struggled at home to beat a, I think, is a decent Louisville team. I don't know that they're a great Louisville team. And Miami, who's, you know, probably top five in the big, in the ACC this year, went up to Minnesota and won. So I just don't know that they're a national level where Michigan State, I think, can compete with everybody, including Duke, on a national level.
Well, it'll be interesting tonight, a road tilt against Indiana. Iowa's guards going to have to play better, and an opportunity, as he told me off air, Tom, an opportunity to play better against this collection of guards from the Hoosiers. We will see, and it's a Cy-Hawk game on Thursday.
By the way, Trent, who would have thought Penn State a five-point favorite against Wisconsin? Who would have thought that before the season started?
Yeah. And I kind of like the Nittany Lions in that spot. But
so do I.
Wow.
Different kind of. Well, all right. Who do you got? Hoosiers laying the six tonight against the Hawks.
Yeah, it went up to six. I would take the Hoosiers, I think. You know, I just, you know. Hoosiers have been up and down, though. They played really well against Duke, and then they laid an egg against Michigan on Saturday. So they're kind of a yo-yo team right now.
What did you think of the Hawks going for practice and the lights wouldn't turn on? Their power was out, so they had to go practice at a high school gym today.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Just the comedy of things that have happened at the University of Iowa the past couple of years when they've tried to go to Assembly Hall to play a basketball game. In 2014, it was the beam falling down from the ceiling, and this time there was no power in Assembly Hall.
Beam kind of laid on that team that year as they fell apart afterwards. But, Tom, we will talk about that another time. That'll be a summer conversation. For now, we will watch the Hawks tonight. We'll keep our eye out. HawkeyeReport.com. Keep your eye. Maybe a little recruiting news coming up here in a little bit. Thanks for your time today, Tom.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. We go from the Hawkeye perspective over to the Cyclone side of things as they get ready for the Liberty Bowl in their own basketball game tonight. We'll actually get to see this team. Jimmy B, they've been away for, well, it seems like forever we haven't been able to see the Cyclones on the hardwood.
It's, well, what we watched the game against Missouri, Trent, and that was it.
Well,
I mean, look.
They played three games in South Carolina. I mean, we got to see those, too, Jimmy.
We got to see those. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, you're right about that.
But they haven't played tonight, in 9 days. Haven't played in 9 days, so we'll see them tonight again. That'll be on ESPN.
Northern Illinois, right? Yeah, Northern Illinois.
The Huskies come to town. Well, we'll talk about that and more coming up. Ben Visser from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He's next here on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Cumulus Media Des Moines encourages you to shop local, buy local this holiday season. Our local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities and a major driving force for the local economy, contributing to the tax base, which in turn supports our schools and helps to keep our infrastructure updated. Money spent locally supports all of us here and is very important to maintaining our way of life. 1700 KBGG encourages you to shop local this holiday season. Shop Local is brought to you by these fine local businesses: Capital City Motors, G&L Clothing, and Central Iowa Vapors.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Fresh-cut Christmas trees can transform any home for the holidays. Right now, they've transformed the Home Depot. Our Christmas tree lot is full to the brim and ready to explore, with fresh-cut trees, fresh from the farm, in all shapes, sizes, varieties, and possibilities. Christmas is in the air at the Home Depot. Come breathe it all in. Together, we'll find the perfect Christmas, and it starts at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection and prices vary by store.
Wow, no wonder everyone waits for Macy's Friends and Family.
Well, it is their best sale of the season.
Yep, we'll get an extra 10 to 30% savings with our Macy's Carter Savings Pass.
Even on designers that rarely go on sale.
Oh, you'll love this. 15% off beauty purchases.
That doesn't happen very often.
Plus, great savings on perfect gifts.
Like I always say, friends and family are really all that matter.
So the extra 30% savings?
Yeah, that matters too. Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back at it, Jimmy B and TC here with you on a Monday. We're efforting Ben Visser from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Hopefully you'll have Ben here with us in just a couple of minutes, Jimmy B. But as we wait for Ben, Cyclone basketball tonight. Mention, we just haven't seen this team in as a while, and after they righted their ship after the loss to UW-Milwaukee, 9 days away, you'll see that kind of break that happens around finals time, but this one happened a little bit earlier than normal. Just kind of weird scheduling overall with Iowa State this year.
I'm with you on that. Boy, I'll tell you, I wouldn't like to sit that long. That's a long time to be doing nothing and just going to the gym and practicing. And I'd want to, you know, you get about 3 or 4 days. Okay, that's good, but give me somebody to play, even if it's a nobody. And they're going to get Northern Illinois tonight out of the MAC. Not a world beater by any means. A very winnable game, to say the least, for Iowa State. Maybe it gave them time, Trent, to, I suppose, just kind of work on their substitution patterns, maybe get a rotation down a little bit better. I'm sure that that's probably what Steve Prohm and the coaching staff did.
Yeah, just six games into it, though. Well, let's go out right now to the phone lines. Ben Visser joins us. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Cyclone basketball team. Also get his thoughts on the bowl destination. As it was announced yesterday, it'll be the Liberty Bowl again for the Cyclones. Ben, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? Not too much.
Doing well here. Certainly getting ready for getting a chance to see this basketball team again tonight. 8 o'clock tip-off up at Hilton against Northern Illinois. You know, the 9 game days away, Very interesting timing for this. He had them playing in that tournament over Thanksgiving, getting the victories and bringing home the championship after the 0-2 start. But 9 days away, Ben, when you look at this and you look at the way that it is, what's Coach Prohm been doing with this squad?
Yeah. So he did something a little bit different than you normally see in season. He had split practices, so he had one group coming at one time and one group coming another time. Mm-hmm. And that was just so he could get more individual time with guys. So he didn't have to stop the whole practice to fix maybe someone's mistake and teach them how he wants them to do things. So that was the biggest thing that they did with those 9 days off, was just more individual learning. But the other thing that really I think is going to benefit Iowa State is they were dealing with some injuries. Jacoby Long was out with concussion. Zoran Talley, after the Western Illinois game, had a bruised foot, so he was recovering from that. So really, I think that's going to be the biggest thing for Iowa State, is just getting them back healthy and getting them back to full force, too. So that's what they've been doing 9 days away, and yeah.
Give us a little scouting on Northern Illinois from the MAC. What do you know about them?
Yeah, they got one really pretty prolific scorer. His name's Eugene German. He's a 6-foot point guard, it looks like. He averages 19 points a game. He's going to be their first option. After that, they got Levi Bradley, who's a 6'7 post wing. He's a lefty, averages 15.4 points. The thing about Northern Illinois, though, is they haven't played anybody of note exactly. The toughest team they played is probably Florida Atlantic or Milwaukee. Obviously, Iowa State also lost, and both those teams they lost to, both Florida Atlantic and Milwaukee, and obviously Iowa State lost to Milwaukee as well. So the one common opponent they both have losses to, but obviously Iowa State's turned things around quite a bit since the Milwaukee loss. So Northern Illinois hasn't played a lot of teams, hasn't played a lot of very good teams, but they do have two pretty pretty good players.
Yeah, and it's so interesting the way Iowa State, the Hoops team, has turned it around after that tough start. You mentioned the Milwaukee loss where, I mean, it just came out of nowhere. It's one thing to lose to Missouri. It's completely different mm-hmm. to lose at home in that fashion to UW-Milwaukee. And a big part of it has been the emergence of Nick Weiler-Babb. Seeing Weiler-Babb last year, there were times it seemed like maybe he acquiesced to the older guys, the more veteran players a year ago. But I'll tell you, I never envisioned him turning into the kind of player that he has. I mean, seemingly a guy that has a chance at a triple-double every time out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Prohm said it pretty much, like, so Iowa State's turnaround started when Nick Weiler-Babb became the full-time point guard, essentially, and that's when he turned it around. That's when Donovan Jackson got going. That's when Lindell Wigginton got going. So Steve Prohm, he said in interviews the other day that it pretty much all started in the summer. Monte Morris was back in Ames, and they were watching practice, and Monte asked Steve, he's like, hey, have you ever thought about putting Nick at point guard? And Steve's like, yeah, I was actually just thinking of that right now. Steve tried to play all three at the beginning of the season just to see how it worked, but then, I mean, once he made the move to Nick Babb, there's been no turning back. Like you said, he's almost averaging a triple-double over the last four games. Lindell Wigginton, he started this season, he was shooting like 33% from the field. He's bumped that up to above 45% now. Donovan Jackson, he only had 10 points in the first two games combined. After that, he put up three straight games where he had over 24 points. So putting the ball in Nick Weiler-Babb's hand and making him the point guard, the de facto point guard, and letting Lindell and Donovan focus on scoring, I think that's been the biggest key. And obviously the emergence of Cameron Marr, too, and the pick and roll with Nick has been fantastic. Same with Solomon Young. Solomon Young's not a prolific scorer by any means, but he sets good hard screens and allows Weiler-Babb to get to the basket and either get a layup or kick it out to Jackson or Wigginton. It's worked well for Iowa State, to say the least.
It has, and they have righted the ship a little bit. Is this a game where we see a lot more of Hans Brace?
It could be. It definitely could be. Obviously, he's dealing with the recovery from an ACL injury, and Steve Prohm was trying to ease him back. And as the tournament down there in South Carolina went on, you could see Hans getting a little bit more comfortable playing at the pace that Iowa State wanted to. He's a guy that can score inside, outside. He's more of a pick-and-pop guy rather than a pick-and-roll guy. So it adds a little different element to Iowa State's offense. He could definitely go off for 10-plus points this game. Northern Illinois doesn't have a ton of big guys, so, and I'm sure they don't have too many big guys that can defend the perimeter. So if they get Hans Brace in some pick-and-pop situations with Nick Weller-Babb at the point, I could see him having a pretty big game.
Well, we move from basketball over to a little football. One more remaining in the season for Iowa State, and that group of seniors want to go out with a victory. Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. Ben, with your correspondence with people, seemed like initially maybe a little disappointment. A lot of people are hoping for Orlando, hoping for something different. But instead, it'll be the repeat of where they were the last time in a bowl game in Memphis. Looked like that disappointment quickly has dissipated. As Jamie Pollard tweeted out, they've already sold over 9,000 tickets.
Yeah, that's a heck of a job by Iowa State fans, first of all, having that many tickets sold in the first day. But, yeah, I think you're definitely right. Iowa State fans wanted to go to Orlando, maybe because it's warm, also because it's a better bowl, obviously. But with TCU not going into that New Year's Six Bowl, that pretty much bumped everyone down a bowl. So Iowa State's going to the Liberty Bowl, which isn't a bad bowl by any means, especially for Iowa State. Iowa State's happy with any bowl. But it's just, it's not as good as it could have been. But, yeah, Liberty Bowl, Memphis, really prolific offense. They can put up points with the best of them. They're essentially like a Texas Tech, but they play in the American Athletic Conference instead of the Big 12.
Team that'll go up and down the field, and if you saw them Saturday in that game against Central Florida, so entertaining. You know they're going to be able to put points up on the board in a hurry. And their quarterback, Riley Ferguson, this guy, I mean, he's built like a Big 12 quarterback, you know, kind of like you normally expect, nearly 4,000 yards passing, threw for 36 touchdowns this year. So PB and company, Kamari Cotton-Moya, they got to be ready to go in that game coming up on the 30th.
Oh, absolutely. And to go along with the quarterback, they got a receiver, Anthony Miller, who's, I think, second in active career receiving yards in the nation. I mean, this guy this year has put up over 1,400 yards. He has 17 touchdowns, which is unbelievable. So Brian Peavy, I'm assuming he's going to get Anthony Miller on assignment, and then Kamari Cotton-Moya over the top help. I think that's going to be key for Iowa State. But they can't ignore their other receivers. I mean, they got, oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other receivers that have over 200 yards. So it's not like Iowa State can just focus on Anthony Miller and ignore everybody else. So they're going to definitely have their hands full with the Memphis receiving corps and passing attack. But the thing that Iowa State does that I think is going to give it an advantage is they have that cloud defense. They sometimes drop three safeties in there. Mm-hmm. They don't let anything get over the top of them. And I think that's going to be really key against Memphis. If Iowa State has close to the same game plan they did against Texas Tech, I think they're going to have success. Just keep everything in front of them, limit it to like 4 or 5 yard gains. Don't let anything go for over 20. And I think Iowa State's defense has the ability to do that. They've showed that ability. So I think that's going to be the biggest key for Iowa State in this game.
Hey, one more thing. Just 30 seconds left here as we're talking with Ben Visser from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Kemp, possibility of him trying to get a 6 year of eligibility. You give him a good shot at this one, or does it feel like a stretch to you?
Initially, I think it feels like a stretch, but, I mean, crazier things have happened, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure. I honestly don't know what goes into getting a 6 year and all that fun stuff. I know injuries have a little bit to do with it, and he's obviously had some, not injuries, but struggles getting to Iowa State, and his past is kind of strange and stuff. So he could qualify for a 6 year. We'll have to see. I'm honestly not sure.
Hey, Ben, always good catching up with you again. Appreciate it. We'll be keeping our eye over at Cedar Rapids Gazette, thegazette.com, for all your Cyclone coverage. Thanks for your time today, Ben.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That's Ben Visser checking in with us. We're due for a timeout. We'll kick off the 5 o'clock hour next with Zubin Mehenti from ESPN SportsCenter. Wolfgang also set to join us again. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock. Monday Night Football tonight as well with Westwood One.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters.
Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
Jim Gray from Westwood One here with a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Turning feelings into jewelry. That's why he went to Jared. Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason will have the call as the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals. The 9-2 Steelers are on a six-game winning streak and feature the league's leading rusher in Le'Veon Bell and the league's leading receiver in Antonio Brown. Their head coach, Mike Tomlin, says they're not perfect and will continue to improve.
You know, as you step into stadiums, particularly this time of year, those intangible things, those things that you can't measure, but we all acknowledge that are important. We need to continue to work at and to hone and to appreciate.
Andy Dalton and Cincinnati are looking for their third straight win. Join us for the Steelers and the Bengals on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Fresh-cut Christmas trees can transform any home for the holidays. Right now, they've transformed the Home Depot. Our Christmas tree lot is full to the brim and ready to explore. With fresh-cut trees, fresh from the farm, in all shapes, sizes, varieties, and possibilities, Christmas is in the air at the Home Depot. Come breathe it all in. Together, we'll find the perfect Christmas. And it starts at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection and prices vary by store.
That's the sound of your in-law's cat perched over your bed at 3 a.m. You wanted to save money this holiday, so you settled for their house. Now you're staring into the eyes of pure evil. If you booked a hotel on Priceline, you could have saved up to 60%. That's up to $120 a night. Plus, you'd be in your own comfortable, cat-free room. Save up to 60% on hotels when you book on Priceline and get the deals you won't find anywhere else.
Express deals are different. Exact hotel shown only after booking.
Denise! Denise! When you're not near, my heart does... decrease?
No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight,